Parshas Kiseitzei. Basically, the title, Parshas Kiseitzei, is the parasha of bringing. It's the parasha of Hashavas Aveda. One of the mitzvahs in the parasha is Hashavas Aveda, but the whole parasha, as we'll see, is basically a parasha of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda means in Yiddishkeit bringing everything back home. Shavas Aveda means sending everything back to its shoresh, bringing everything back home. And the Nekudah Shebo is the parasha is Kiseitze, Kiseitze Lamelchama. And the first parasha, the first mitzvah there, the first sugya, the halacha, is the halacha of Eishes Yifas Toya. The Eishes Yifas Toya, the pasuk says, V'choshakto bo, v'lakachto lo l'isho. And it's Yidua, the Rechaim HaKodesh has a whole mehalach, but the Rechaim HaKodesh says it doesn't make any sense that a soldier's thinking of an Eishes Yifas Toya when he's fighting his battle, his life is at risk. So Rechaim HaKodesh has a whole arichas that we're talking about here is V'choshakto bo, he feels something that's in her, he feels neshama, the kedusha, neshama of a yid that's stuck inside this lady. And what he's drawn to, what he's led to, is not the actual external beauty of the Eishes Yifas Toya. Rather, V'choshakto bo, the Toya, the Zoya, the shine, and the Yoifi of a Yiddish neshama. And therefore, one of the ways of bringing out a Yiddish neshama is by capturing her, by having bia with her. And that's how he brings the neshama back to Yiddishkeit. That's how he brings the neshama, which was captured by the goyim. That's how he brings it back. And basically, this is the yisoid to the parasha. This is the yisoid of understanding the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha, which is the parasha of Amalek, of Zoches Hashos Lach Amalek B'derech B'tzeischem Mitzrayim, to understand what's Amalek got to do with this parasha of Eishes Yifas Toya. And also, I can understand with this the parasha of Ben Soyer Amoyer, which is a Peldika parasha, if you can understand the parasha, but it makes it lighter drop to understand what's really going on and why there's no hope for Ben Soyer Amoyer, why he's doomed, destined, and killed at such a young age. The Soyer Advarim is the following. We begin from the Avos HaKadoshim. So we know Avram is called Avram Avinu, Yitzchak is called Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov is called Yaakov Avinu, but the Maisa Klal Yisrael begins. We always Mesiachas Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is the name of Yaakov Avinu. So when Mesiachas back to Yaakov Avinu, and you see that when Mesiachas back to Yaakov Avinu, even more basically than Avram and Yitzchak. Why is Yaakov Avinu the Ikar Av, our Ikar Av? But the answer is because Kipshutoi. Yaakov Avinu is Mamed Yud Beis Shvatim. Yud Beis Shvatim is really the makeup of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will come out of Yud Beis Shvatim. So we made the Yiddish Shtib as it is. Klal Yisrael's shtib, Klal Yisrael's home, Klal Yisrael's house, really originates from Yaakov Avinu. That's Kepshutei, Pasha Pshat. As everything has a shorish much deeper, remember it goes much deeper than that. Yaakov and Esav, the chilik between Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov Avinu, we know when he was young, he was an Ish Tom Yeshev Aholim. Yaakov Avinu used to sit at home. Esav HaRosha was an Ish Sada. Esav was born Keilu, that he doesn't need a home. He was called Esav because he's Asui, he's a made man, he's independent. He came out, we've discussed it many times, he came out independent. Esav HaRosha corresponds to an idea of he doesn't have a home, doesn't need a home. When a person wants to feel independent, he moves out of the house. But the Goyim, it's very popular. Discuss this, as soon as they get a bit older, they rent an apartment by themselves. They don't want to be at home anymore. We don't need a home anymore. A person who doesn't need a home is doomed for failure. Everybody needs a home. They always say that Chas V'Shalom, when it comes to children going off the Yiddish Adair, Chas V'Shalom. So if possible, the exes always say, let him stay at home, don't throw him out of the house. Whatever, sometimes other children in the house again. The best thing is they should always feel, even if they're out of house, they should feel they have a home. When they have a home to come back to, they'll come back. if they don't have a home to come back to, if they don't know where to go, they're lost. If they're lost, then nothing will happen, then they're doomed for failure. The reason why Amalek is Achrisay Adei Oyve, doesn't have a future, is because he doesn't have a shoresh, he doesn't have a home. If you'd have a home, if you'd have a shoresh, you'd have a future. But he corresponds to, Esav corresponds to the idea where he doesn't have a home. When he doesn't have a home, is then nothing, then it's a chorban. When a person has a home, even if he's out of the home, he still has a home. Yaakov Avinu, to a big gestalt, Yaakov Avinu established a Yiddish home. The opposite. The home, that every Yid has a home. Opposite of Esav, who corresponds to this idea that there's no home. He's an Ish Sodom. Yaakov Avinu, we know, is desperate to marry Rachel Imenu. Rachel is called, Svar Magdashim say on the Pasuk of Meshivi Akeres Habayis. Eim Abonim Smecha is referring to Rachel. Rachel Imenu is called Akeres Habayis. Yaakov is desperate to marry Rachel because Yaakov and Rachel both established the Bayis of Kval Yisrael. When there's a home, there's always where to go back to. However far away you drift, there's always where to go back to. There's always somebody waiting to welcome you at home. When you're going back to your shoresh, means you're always going back home. Shabbos is Miloshon Shabbos. During the week a person's working, he's out. Shabbos is a person comes back to his shoresh. It means he comes back to his house. That's why Rashi says in Bechukosai that it's a bracha for rain to fall on Shabbos, because on Shabbos people are metzuyin bebateihin. People are at home. When you have a home, is then you feel that you have where. Even if you're far away during the week, you're always excited. Just imagine a person goes away on a business deal and he's got nowhere to come back to. It's finished. He's dead. He's finished. Rachel is the one, Yaakov is the one who establishes the home. Rachel is the one who makes sure, ensures that even if the Yidden are sent away from the home, she cries and cries until the Rabban Shalom replies, V'shavu bonim legvul, in the Haftorah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah in Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Aleph. Yaakov and Rachel established the home. Yaakov and Rachel established the home of Klal Yisrael, and that's why Klal Yisrael, our shtib, is the house, is the basis of Yaakov Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Rachel v'shavu bonim legvulim. They have a child called Yosef. Yaakov and Rachel gave birth to Yosef. Yosef is the one who actually goes around being malakit, gathering together all the netzotzen of kedusha, all the sparks that fell away from home. And his avodah is to bring them back to the home. So that's basically Yaakov, Rachel, and Yosef. It's the Yiddish Hashtib. And Yosef is the one who brings everybody back to the Yiddish Hashtib. This Yisod, you see, Mamish Beferish Bechlau. Golos means you're out of home. You're sent away from home. That's Golos, exile. Yaakovina, when Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, for that reason, to be Malakit together, the Netzoitz and the sparks of Kedusha, but that's really going too Kabbalistic. Pashup Pshat, Yaakovina came down with his whole Mishpacha to Mitzrayim. The whole family moved to Mitzrayim. Why did the whole family move to Mitzrayim? The answer is because Mitzrayim is the shorish of being out of home. It's the shorish of Golos. It's the shorish of being away from home. Yaakov Avinu is the Yiddish Hashtib, and the Yiddish Hashtib that's established is the Yiddish Hashtib that even if you're in Golos, don't forget that there's a Hashtib, don't forget that there's a house, there's a bias waiting for you. Sefer Shmois begins, Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboim Mitzrayimo Eis Yaakov Ish U'beisoy Bo. The bias came down. There's always a bias for Klal Yisrael. Bayis is a mokum where the mishpacha is together. It's a mokum where you feed, you belong somewhere. Every person has to belong somewhere. We all belong in Yaakov in his bayis. Yaakov was an ish tom, Yoshev Aholim. Rashi says he was Yoshev Ba'ol Ishel Torah. The Hilga Torah brings everybody back. Mamad HaSinai, a Matan Torah, is the place where it's the one and only historical event where all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael that were and will always be that was the Mokim which brought together Tachas Gag Echot, so to speak, under one roof, the whole Klal Yisrael and all the future of Klal Yisrael. This is the Shtim. We discussed already in a share that Mamad HaSinai, Torah, is the bias of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's called a Beis HaMedrash. That's why Torah begins with a base, Bereishis, because base is bias. Matan Torah was like the bias. Matan Torah is where everybody was home. Matan Torah is where all the neshamas came back. That's why Parshas Yisroi, which is the Parsha of Matan Torah, is the Parsha of Yisroi. Yisroi was a ger. What's the Parsha of Matan Torah doing with a ger? The Torah says we know that a ger is a Yiddish neshama that's trapped by the goyim. And when he becomes a ger, he comes back to the Yiddishkeit. It's what you're doing. Matan Torah is the koyach that sucked all the neshamas back home. Shavuos, we read, which is Matan Torah, we celebrate Matan Torah, we lay in Megillas Rus. Rus is a Geoiris. Matan Torah speaks about the Ger and the Geoiris. Matan Torah brings back all the trapped neshamas that were trapped elsewhere, that were sent away from home, that were Golem al Shulchan Aviyam, and it brings them all back together, which is the beginning of Matan Torah. Matan Torah became Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. It was Moedik Achtus. It was like Mamish one person. It was like it was a Mishpacha. We were one Mishpacha. We were one Mishpacha by Matan Torah. And Torah unites a person. When we learn Torah, we realize that we've all got one set of parents. Torah, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Torah, is a father relationship. Atata Fenashtiv. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha. It's a Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha. Torah is our father. Kodesh Baruch Hu is our father. It's a shtiv. It's a Torah is a Yiddish shtiv. That's why you know that Torah is very interrelated with the bias. The Gemara says in Brachas that whoever is mesamech achosin is zoicha to Torah, zoicha to the hate koilus, is zoicha to Torah. What's the midah connected midah that is mesamech achosin is zoicha to Torah? Torah says the simcha of achosin kala is the simcha that they're going to build a bias. Building a bias, the bias that takes them back to Mamat HaSinai, to Matan Torah. That's why Matan Torah is called Yom Chasunosai. In Shir Shirim, Yom Chasunosai is U Matan Torah. Yom Chasunosai. So Mamat HaSinai, when there's a chasna, is where a new bias is going to be there. There's going to be a new bias. A new bias goes hand in hand with Torah. Torah is the real feeling that we all belong to a bias. Torah is ma'achid all the neshamas together. Torah has the 600,000 letters connected to Shishim Riboy. It unites the whole Klal Yisrael and a bias. When a person learns Torah, he feels that he has a home. Some people, it means they go to the Beis HaMedrash. Unfortunately, people that don't have a home, Chas V'Shalom, or a happy home, Chas V'Shalom, they have a Beis HaMedrash. A Beis HaMedrash, and when a person learns Torah, it's that feeling of having a bias. Torah puts you into the feeling that you belong somewhere and you have a bias. Matan Torah shows everybody that even if you stray, eventually you'll come home, because there's always a home. Matan Torah establishes that even if you stray, you'll always come home. That's why Matan Torah went along with the koil shofar holoich v'chazak moed. The koil of a shofar is the koil that brings all people home. It's the koil of a shavas avedo. V'hoya b'yom ahu nitoka b'shofar gadol u'bohu ha'ovdim b'eretz Ashur ha'nidochem b'eretz Mitzrayim. The koil shofar brings the avudim, those who are lost, brings them back home. The koil shofar holoich v'chazak moed b'mamad asina was a very strong announcement, a very strong hachroza, that this is the mokim, this mamad is the mamad that everybody's going to realize that they have a home and eventually going to come home. That's the kol shofar gadol mechazak moed, shofar Rosh Hashanah, and the shofar of Yovel, we'll see, all connected to the kol shofar of Mamad HaSinai, which is the kol shofar that brings people who are lost, it brings them home again. Straight after Parshas Yisro, you have Mishpatim. The first halach in Parshas Mishpatim first halacha in Parshas Mishpatim is an eved. An eved is the opposite of a ben. A ben is somebody who is home. A ben is somebody who is akin. He belongs to a bayis. He belongs to a bayis. An eved is somebody who is living in somebody else's bayis. He's not in his own bayis. An eved is somebody who is out of his own bayis. A yid who becomes an eved means he's a yid that's out of his bayis. But obviously, since it was just established in Yisrael, in Parsha Matan Torah, that every yid has a bayis, so if the yid becomes an eved in somebody else's bayis, it's muchrach that he must come back. So the first halacha is the halacha of Sheishonim Tavoid. The 6 days of the week, a lot of people are out of the house. Or Bashvias, but in the seventh year, meaning the seventh day, Shabbos Kodesh, Yetzel Achav Sheichinim, he's got to go back home. Shabbos is that day, we said before, where everybody is back at home. If there wouldn't be for the Shabbos, that people come home, the Mishpacha gets together. A lot of times, the parents don't see their kids till Shabbos. Some kids only come home Shabbos. They only come home Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yom HaMishpacha, Bems. So after Matan Torah comes that halacha. Can't be an Eved for so long. Can't be an Eved Ivri for so long. Because if you're a Yid has a bias. A Goy, Esau, he doesn't have a bias. He's draining in the streets, there's no hope for him. But a Yid has a bias. And if he doesn't want to go after thing, then if after 6 years, then you've got to make a hole. Oizen Zu Shoshama Bahar Sinai. Har Sinai is where it was established that every Yid has his home. So Bechlal, if every Yid has his home, what made you sell yourself as an Eved to somebody else's house, Bechlal? He stays until Yovel. Yovel is also where you blow the shofar. And then on Yovel, you blow the shofar, everything goes back to the Shoresh. Yovel is the shard that everything goes back to the Shoresh. That's the beginning of Mishpatim. Here we see the Mardik Achilik between Union of Torah and Mitzvahs. We know there's Torah and we know there's Mitzvahs. What's the Achilik between Torah and Mitzvahs? According to what we're saying, the Achilik is Torah brings you to the feeling that you're at home. When you learn Torah, you're in the Beis HaMedrash. When you learn Torah, you're learning the base of Bereshis, the Bais. You're in home. When a person leaves home, he's out of the house, then he has mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are tlois ba'aretz, the farmer has mitzvahs, trumas, maestros, bikurim, whatever. Mitzvahs are when you're out of the house, it's like making a sichat telephone back home, connecting you to your house. Kiseitze, when you go out, then you have mitzvahs. That's why Parshas Kiseitze has more mitzvahs than any other parsha. That's the connection between Torah and mitzvahs. When I'm learning Torah, I'm an ishtom yoshev aholim. I'm in Yosheva Holim. I'm in the bayis. I'm at home. When you go out of the house, then you're Makai Mitzvahs. And the Mitzvahs is a reminder that even though you're out of the house, there's still a bayis. When a person's Makai Mitzvahs, so then he feels that even though he's out of the house, but he's still reminding himself that there's a house, there's a shtib, and there's a house. And Avera is the opposite. And Avera makes a person feel remote, cut off. That's when the Koyach of Esau comes in. Esau's Makatrig against the Yidden when they're in Golos. That Yeshne Am Echad Mefuzah Meferet Bein Amim. There's an Am Echad that's Mefuzah Meferet Bein Amim. In other words, they're completely scattered. They've got nothing to be me'achad them, nothing to be me'yachad them. There's no bias anymore. A yid does an aveira is he distances himself. It's the opposite of a mitzvah. He loses touch, kilu. He loses touch that there's a bias. Falls into the hands of Amalek. Chodesh El is a chodesh that we blow shofar. Chodesh El, the blowing of the shofar, and especially in Rosh Hashanah, is to bring all the Eden home. To make all the Eden feel that however far you were, you still have a mokum to come back. Shofar is called the Yovel, Bemshoicha Yovel. So we say Avinu Malkeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu. We know that Yaakov is connected to Rosh Hashanah. Tikku b'chayit ha-shoifah b'kesed yam chageinu ki choyk v'Yisrael hu mishpat l'lekei Yaakov. Rosh Hashanah is the yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everybody to feel. Be'emis, that's the whole avoid of Chodesh El. Whole avoid of Chodesh El is the anila doidi v'doidi li. We have a home. However much we distance ourselves, there's always time to come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the doors of the house and says, come back, feel at home. Feel at home. It's a zman where Klal Yisrael has to feel that we have a mokum, we have a base. And even if we go away from that base, it's time to come back. We're not lost. Hope is not lost. That's Yaakov. That's why the Haftorah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is the Haftorah of Rachel. Of Rachel, Kol Barama Nishma, beautiful psukim. Mi bechis amurim Rachel Navaka al Benea Me'ana Nilachim Till HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises her Yashav Ubanim Igbulim. Till HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, this is the Haftorah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Haftorah that every Yid has a bias and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. The avoid of El is that we have to feel how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to take us back at home. And when a person feels that he has a home, a person feels he has a shoirish, then he's not lost, then he has where to go back to.
Shifti
Beveis Hashem. David Hashem.
Yeah.
Shifti Mamish Beveis Hashem. Should feel that I have a bias. So that's why we learn. That's why we learn Parshas. That's why Parshas Kiseitze. Parshas Kiseitze is the parasha in El getting closer to Rosh Hashanah. That's why Parshas Kiseitze starts with Eishes Yifas Toya. Parshas to have Rachmonas, to have Moedik Rachmonas, and all the Yiddish and Neshamas that are trapped. Somebody doesn't understand what it means to have a family and a house. He doesn't understand what Rachmonas is. It says a father doesn't have children, he's not allowed to be part of the Sanhedrin. He doesn't know what it means to have Rachamim. A child who's brought up without parents, parents without children, Rachman and Islam, they don't know what Rachamim is. Mercy starts in the house. Why is Amalek so barbaric? Why are the Nazis Yimach Shemam? Why are they so inhuman? How could they do things? How could they tear away children? Faket, they used to enjoy making a child execute the father, or the father execute a child. Where did they get this from? The Terence says, Konto was saying, it's half of a feather, because they never had a house. Esav didn't have a house. He was Mr. Independent. He broke away from the house. If you don't understand what it means that there's a loving mother waiting to pick you up from the airport when you go back to America, if you don't understand what it means that when you come home after being away from home, your mother makes the lovely food and you see the excitement of it, if you don't have that, then you don't know what Rachamim is all about. Esav doesn't have Rachamim. Doesn't have a house. El's man, El, the Chodesh of El, literally, it's his man of Rachamim. It's his man where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're all part of my home. I'm an Av. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kerachim Av Al Bonim. Kerachim Av Al Bonim. A father, however bad the child is, father can't stop a child from being in a house, from being part of the family. He's a child, he's part of the family. Just like the Bnei Esav don't have Rachmanos. Klal Yisrael, our bias is so pronounced. We are an Am, and one of the simonim of Yidden is Rachmanim. Pashon Rachmanim, we're going to say Rachmanim. We are Rachmanim, because by us, the idea of a shtib, of a house, is very, very pronounced. Yidden live much more family. Yidden, because they have families. Yidden are family minded. Children are connected to parents. Parents are connected to children. Yiddishkeit is based on a bias, and this is a pratistik, but even klali and even deeper, the bias is that every Yid belongs to Yaakov and Rachel. And Rachel has terrible rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. She's the Yiddish mama. And this is the month where we can feel her crying. This is the month where we can feel her calling, and we can feel reverberating her ears, the Haftocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shav Ebonim Nivru. So Parshas Kisetze is the Parsha we read Lein and El, which is the Akira of Esav at the end of the Parsha, that he doesn't have a bias, and therefore he doesn't have this idea of Rachmanis. More mitzvahs in this week's parasha. If you see a sher achicha, right? What's the pasuk? Lesira sher achicha eseo nidachim v'salamta mehem hashem toshivim lo achicha. Chazal say this tumah, that if you see a yid, it's a rup from veig, you see a yid who's nidachim, v'salamta mehem hashem toshivim lo achicha. Quite a few psukim. Chen tasa lachamoyroi, leisiras chamoyachicha, asher noiflim aderech, hakim tokim. It's all referring to, you see Yidin who are falling away, you've got to pick them back up again. Therefore, always says asher achicha, it's your brother. Klal Yisrael is your brother. Always a lot of mitzvahs. If you see this, your brother, what do you mean, my brother? Terence says, we're all one mishpacha. We're all coming from one bias. It's the dogish over here. So, Melo, lefizeh, it's also Muvan, where the whole parasha of Ben Sarah Moira comes from. He's a parsha. This Ben Saramoya is somebody who's declared himself cutting off from the home, cutting off. He steals from his parents. There's no yachas. Enenu shameya lekoleinu. He doesn't listen to his parents. Not listening to the parents and stealing from the parents. That shows that he's not a bias man. He shows that an akira from a bias. If there's an akira from a bias, then there's no hope. You find people that mamish, that comes to mitzvah, comes to taivas, it comes to yitzharas. But when it comes to family simchas or whatever, they're still misameach. It's family. Somebody who can steal from somebody who undermines his parents. He undermines his parents. It means he's like keilu in that bechina, a shtickle like Esau keilu. He's missed in the pan. He doesn't. He's breaking away. If you break away from a home, then there's no tikva. And that's why there's no tikva. That's why there's no tikva for Ben Saramoyer. That's all how it comes into the Indian of Ben Sori Amayr. To the parasha of Kisetzi. The parasha of Kansipor, it's a whole Arichas and Zoya, the parasha of Kansipor, of Shaleach to Shaleach, Tzayim Zabonim Tikach Loch. The nest is the Shechinah Kdoisha, it's Yodua. The nest is the Beis HaMikdosh, where the Shechinah Kdoisha resides. You mustn't take away the children before sending away the bird. It was first the Estalkas HaShechinah, before the Chol Beis HaMikdash, because otherwise a parent can't watch the it's a Rachmanus, although it says that whoever says the whole mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan is only Rachmanus, it's Mishaskanus, but the Maisa, it's a mitzvah which shows the Rachmanus of the nest is the home, and shows the Rachmanus of a mother to its babies. This is all what's going on in Chodesh El. The Kol Shofar that we hear every day is the Kol Shofar that's begging us to come home. It's begging us to come home. But Ribbono Shel Olam is missing us. Ribbono Shel Olam wants the Yiddish Ashtim to be reunited. Look at the greatest simcha for parents when all the children come together. Like by the bris. The biggest simcha is this one lives over here, this one lives over there, and everybody comes back even for one Shabbos. It can change the parents the whole year, it can change. Take pictures of it, and the homishpachas together. What's the big deal if they come one week separately? What's it's the family. If the family comes together, it's very, very important. When you have your own families in Mesa Shem, you see them, your kids are not out of the house. When they're out of the house, you'll appreciate what it means coming back. It's a shovel bonum gulam, it's the Ava and the Rachmanus. That's what Yiddishkeit is built, that's Yaakov and Rachel. This we can understand. And Moedik Azach says that Lovam Bikish Lakis Akol. Lovam is saying Agodish Bezach, that Bikish. Next week's Parashataka. Arami Oividovi. Pashas Kisova. You bring Bikurim. You say Arami Oividovi by Yerid Mitzrayim or the Ganze Geshef. Where do you see the Lavan was Bikish Lakav? Where do you see Arami? Lavan Arami was Ovid Ovi. Where do you see that? Teretz says that Lavan was trying to prevent Yaakov from marrying Rachel. If Yaakov marries Leah, then there's no Akeres HaBayis. Then there's no bias. Then there's no firm bias established once for always. And then if Chas V'Shalom and Klal Yisrael are Nidochim, there's nowhere to bring them back. The Zivug of Yaakov and Rachel is the Zivug that established the bias. It's the Zivug that established the Yiddish Shtim forever. That however far away you go, there's always where to come back to. There's always an open house welcoming. If they wouldn't have been for that, then it's like Chas V'Shalom, like Esav, and then it's Oyved, he's lost. Achrisei Adei Oyved, it says. Achrisei Adei Oyved. There's nowhere to take the Aveda back to. There's no Ashrovas Aveda, there's no Ashrova, there's nowhere to take it back to. Lovan Harosha was trying to prevent a Zivug of Yaakov and Rachel to take place. And then there wouldn't have been the Mama, the Ema Bonham, the Meshivi Akeres Abayis, the Ema Bonham Smecha. And that's why it's Bechinas Bekesh Kibam, Yaakov, Arami Ovidovi. Rosh Hashanah is the Zman that through the Tkiyah Shofar, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, everybody comes together. Everybody comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody suddenly feels how much they're missing, how much they're missing being part of Klal Yisrael, how much they're missing the Torah, how much they're missing the mitzvahs, how much they're missing life at home, how much we're missing life at home. How hard it is to be away from home, meaning in the deeper sense, to being away from the Yiddish Shti, from being away from Yiddishkeit, from being away from living in the world of Averis, living in the world of Yiddish, in the world of Goyishkeit. Rosh Hashanah is where the Avoida of Yosef Tzadik, to bring all the Neshomas which were Avudim and all the Neshomas which fell away to Goyishkeit, to bring them all back. That's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Yosef Tzadik came out of jail. Yosef came out of the Beis Asurim on Rosh Hashanah. What's the punishment of jail? Taken away from home. That's the punishment, you're away from home. Golus is a Beis Asurim. Yosef Tzadik, that's why you see him turning the whole time, he was in and out of jail. Because Yosef's avoider was to bring all the lost ones back. Where do you go and find the people who are sent away from home in jail? On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef came out of jail. The idea of Yosef coming out of jail, and the idea of Yosef Tzadik coming out of jail on Rosh Hashanah, is the Yisod of when the gates of the jail open up and we can come home. We blow the shofar, which is like the yovel, and that's where all Klal Yisrael come back home. The climax of this is the idea when it comes to Sukkos, which we always speak as the climax after Rosh Hashanah, where we all sit in the Sukkah, where it says Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshvim B'Sukkah Achas Menamit Shekol Yisrael Yeshvim B'Sukkah Achas. We're back home. Sukkah is the idea, we're back home. No? When you're home, when you come home, when it comes time to leave, it's easy for your parents. It's very hard for them. After Sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kosha Lai Pridaschem. Pack your bags, you're going back to Yeshiva. It's very, very hard. You see parents taking kids to the airport and going back to Yeshiva, going, even if they're going to good places. It's Kosha Lai Pridaschem. If she stay one more day, I'm sure you've heard this from your parents, and if you haven't, your kids will hear it from you. I should stay one more day. Kashalai Pridaschem. Sukkos is the Zman. Why don't we say that after Pesach? Because Sukkos is the Zman where through the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, everyone came home. Rosh Hashanah is the Zman where everyone comes home. Everyone feels the bias. The shofar pulls us all back into the bias. And the climax is that when it breaks into the Zman Simchaseinu of Sukkos, everybody's sitting, the whole Klal Yisrael are sitting like in one sukkah. It's like a bechin of Mamad HaSinai almost. Simchas Torah. It's the Shlomo of Chag HaShavuos. All those neshamas from HaSinai are all sitting here in the sukkah. Everyone's together. Aviseinu HaKadoshim come to us. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it's Shpizen. All our manhigim, it's Moedig. Sukkos is Gishmak. It's the Mishpacha. The Mishpacha is called Klal Yisrael. The Mishpacha called Klal Yisrael together. That's Chag HaSukkos. After that, there's a Shmini Atzeres because it's a Kosher Lai Pridaschem. Shmini Atzeres is saying, Halavai, Bir Beis HaMikdash. Halavai, also based on English, we say Halavai, but be Klal Yisrael be able to stay living in the Rebbein Shalom and Shtib, to be Ishtam Yishuv Holim without having to go out. That's the avodah that starts at Rosh Hashanah, starts in El and goes in Rosh Hashanah, and the climax of that, and the shleimus of that, and the yoifi of that, is when all the Eden come together. Then we see the yoifi of Klal Yisrael. Then we see what a beautiful family we really are. Then we see what a beautiful family we really are. That's the Zer Keli Manveyo and Chag HaSukkos. See the beauty of Yiddishkeit. See how a child is brought up in a home where his parents brought him up. B'nekiyas al derech Torah mitzvos erlich. When he gets older, he realizes how much he has to appreciate, you know, being raised in such a house. That's the yoifi of Chag HaSukkos. We realize which house all Yidden belong to. Or all Klal Yisrael are together. Then we see the yoifi. The Ein Bo Tam Ve Ein Bo Reach is together with the Yesh Bo Tam Ve Yesh Bo Reach with the Yesh Bo Tam Ve Ein Bo Reach. Arba Minim and Shaking the Sukkos. We're bringing all the Yidden together in the Sukkos. What a beautiful shtib we have. And that's the biggest school of doing tshuva. Once you come back. You know the Shabbos and Sukkah. We said Shabbos is where everybody sits at home. Sukkos is where the whole Klal Yisrael sit in one place. Sukkos is connected to Shabbos. Sugi and Sukkah. Migud have a doifin agabi Sukkah. Have a doifin in Shabbos. Migud have a Shabbos doifin in Sukkah. There's a migui from Sukkah to Shabbos. Sukkah to Shabbos is the same minion. Everyone's coming home. Everyone's coming home. Everyone's got the Yiddish shtib. Chemes Goyga Mogad is Shana Rabba. Gula, Shom Shova Bonam Ligulam. That's all the Rachman Yochim Lonu, Sukkos David and Nefelas. Sukkos David, Sukkos Orish of Yosan, that Sukkah. The Sukkah that's going to bring Klal Yisrael together. And there's Mamash Kiru, Mamash Kipshutoi. You see the Goyim, you see the Goyish got kicked on of Shaykhis, the parents. There's no Mishpacha, there's nothing. There's no mishpacha. One of the biggest in Yonim and Kiruv. We had that now in the summer where we, you know, I told you we were in the summer where the owner of our apartment, we went away to the second place. He's not from. He's 35. He's got no family. He's got no wife. He's got no kids. You know, he saw a shtib of kids. He saw a shtib coming together. Achdus of a Yiddish shtib with non-married children, married children. He was mamish. It broke him. The culture broke him. You see the yoifi of a Yiddish shtib, the achdus, the kovod, the derech eretz, the kibbutz of a aim, the ava of parents to children, children to parents. It's enough to make a person from. It's enough to make a person from. That's why it's a beginning to invite not from people, to invite them for Shabbos meals. See the mishpacha sitting together. That alone is something that they haven't got. Because then they realize that if they don't have mishpacha, they're lost. They're lost. And then that takes it to the deeper mishpacha, where the whole Klal Yisrael is one mishpacha. There's a very lot of chizuk in this. Sometimes a person feels lonely. Go to Beis HaMedrash, and there you feel you have common language with every single Yid. There you feel we belong to a mishpacha. Yidin coming in and dominating the same shachas mincha marav as you. What do you mean you're lonely? What do you mean you're lonely? Look, a Yid comes in. Ah, Shalom Aleichem, where you from? Ah, you do daf yemi, I do daf yemi. Shalom, we're up to the same daf. Let's learn together. No, isn't Klal Yisrael a beautiful mishpacha? Yidden have common denominators. A French goy that goes to England, what's the common denominator? The languages are different. This the food is different. This one excels in this food, the other one excels in the other food. This one's spicy, that one's sweet. There's no common denominators. But Yidden come together. It's a peldig azach. Wherever you go, you come into a shul, you suddenly see, it doesn't make a difference. Who cares what passport the guy has? It's coming into shul. There's an Aron HaKodesh, the Sefer Torah written in Klaf. It makes us feel as if we're one mishpacha, and then suddenly we feel so not lost. Suddenly we feel we have where to run to, where to go back to. That's the simcha. And that's why the Meshach, famous Meshach Chachma, talks about the Chagim, the Moyadim. put it in Hakdama to Torah Samayadim, that it's an Ummah, it's Klal Yisrael coming together. The Indian always in Yom Tovim of having people sitting around the table, inviting people in. It's to feel that the whole Klal Yisrael is one Mishpacha. When you feel the whole Klal Yisrael is one Mishpacha, then you know loneliness is one of the worst things. Loneliness is the entry to all avirus. Loneliness makes a person feel Jewish, makes a person feel depressed, makes brings atzvus and mala shchira to a person. And even if a person is sitting alone in the Bais HaMidrash, but if he's learning a daf that he knows that around the world is tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, whatever, millions, I don't know, learning the same daf, doesn't feel lonely. He feels he's sitting in the same house as so many other thousands of Yidden. Esav is very miskin, he's lonely. He's got no house. That means that somebody doesn't have a house. That's why we have to be mechazak ourselves in Chodesh Av. The rachmonus that we have to have for all our brethren, the rachmonus that we have to have, the goydel chiv that we have to have to try to be makar of people, to try to bring people in. Then we'll all be zoicha be'ez Hashem is barach. When Shalom rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, when we zoicha to hear the Tkiya Shaifa, when Rosh Hashanah, when we zoicha to hear the Tkiya Shaifa, or if we hear by Yema Ahu, we talk of a Shaifa God, Lavo, Eidim Eretz Asher, and Idochem Eretz Mitzrayim, Shtachvu L'Hashem Behar HaKodesh B'Yushalayim, B'Mehir B'Yamein, Amen. It's one big Yiddishkeit, one big Yiddishkeit.
I remember hearing from Rabbi Cohen that that's when he's prone to be attacked by Esau, Malch Esau, Levada, when he's alone.
There you go. When he's Levada, when he's away from his Mishpacha, kid, he doesn't have Mishpacha, then Esau attacks him. Wow. Says the Esau, what prompted Esau when the Esau saw the Yaakov's Mishpacha, he wanted to join Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov says, "Ragle, Lodim, we can't go together." But Esau, that's what chaps a person. That's what chaps a person. When there's a bias, when there's a loving bias. What Klal Yisrael is a loving bias? Chesed, Machim, and it's all one big family. Klal Yisrael is a big family. It's not a nation. It's a big family. On Pesach, they did when they came out of Mitzrayim. They did Seil Abayis Oves, Seil Abayis. We learn that from Korban Pesach. The more in Kedushin, Seil Abayis. We learn that Shluch HaShladom Kamoisa. Only by Yiddishkeit you can have a Kamoisa. If after Reacha Kamoicha, Kamoisa, Kamoicha. Korban Pesach is had to be eaten by Chabura. Seil Abayis Oves, Seil Abayis. He says a vote. And you could go anywhere in the world. It's the same Parashat Shavua that everybody's laning. The same drash. It's the other Abbas. It's definitely very interesting when I go away to places. I enjoy hearing the Chais. You go to Asfad Shakehila. You go to. One of the things I enjoy so much hearing them is to see that at the end of the day, what are you? We're all speaking, we're all saying the return from the same Parashat Shavua. See, if he brings an Ibn Ezra, and he brings a Chasam Soif, and he brings a Kedushas Levi, and he brings. And it's so beautiful because it's so ma'achid everybody together. It's gewaltig. You know, you see different gehillas. I enjoy seeing different gehillas. Seeing different gehillas because when everybody's the same, so everybody's the same. You don't feel that Klal Yisrael is one family. You feel that this shul, see everybody, I'm saying, as long as I'm talking about, you know, El Chayid, and if they're not, then you have to have Rachmanus on them. Also part of our family. But it's a yoifi to see. It's a yoifi to see. So many different types, but everybody lemaisa at the end of the day is opening a siddur. He's davening shachris mincha ma'arif, he's davening shmoneh esrei, saying krishma shachris va'arfis, and you know they're opening the aron hakodesh. If the outside of the sefer Torah is silver and it's round and this is wood, when you make mezuzah Torah shesom Moshe, you don't see any chilek. That's why achdus is so important as well in Klal Yisrael. When there's achdus in Klal Yisrael, then you feel how we're all one mishpacha, and you feel where we all belong. It's sinus chinam chas v'shalom. Chavadis shalom takes away the whole feeling. It breaks like sinna between siblings chas v'shalom. It breaks the family. Breaks the family. You know, more often than not, one of the things that makes chaman etzlam problems, you know, see by kids going off, is if there's problems at home. The first question is always, were there problems at home? It wasn't a shtib. It wasn't a bias. And he's on the street, you know. And there's a healthy shtib. So if there's achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, if it's a healthy matzav in Klal Yisrael. Isav Lashon Hara. All these things is just like it would pain you so much. You hear somebody talking Lashon Hara about your son, about your daughter, about your father, about your brother. So Isav Lashon Hara about Ish L'Re'eh, you know, it's terrible. It's got to be together. We've got to understand that. You know, I went last night to a chasna in Kibbutz Ramat Rachel. A very Mizrahi chasna. My type? No. Would I send my kids to the moistest? No. But they were singing Yasis Elias, I sing Yosis, and they sing Yasis, and they were all dancing around the chasm, they were in kaplach. You know, the color of the clothes was different. But they sing Yosis Elias, they were all being Masamech the chasm, and he was happy. You know, then at the end of the day, Rabbi Shalom, I mean, we're all part of one big family, you know. It's murder. We're not lonely. So, it's a long subject. I have to go back to bed time.
You're ready at home.
Oh, shkoyach. Shinam tam levanecha, this is a mamash of Ben.
And that's the word, kamaraminus. Kamaraminus.
Kilo yoga.
Yeah, because I made a tire. Ah.
Yeah. When you're on Torah, you're in a bias with everybody else. The mitzvah is connected to you even when you're outside. Oh, I don't know.